Simon and Al on The Breakfast Show. Who wouldn't want to wake up with these two?
And now it's time for...
This Week in the Papers.
It's all right, I'll edit that with that later. It's okay. So what's going on in the papers this week, mate?
Well, there's loads, wasn't there? You couldn't move for news in the papers this week.
It was a fun edition.
We need to give a big shout out to everybody who went on the march down Queen Street Thursday.
A lot of people went down. I saw some footage on YouTube, and there was a lot of Waihikians waltzing down Queen Street yesterday. I think it was yesterday. No, it was Thursday. That was it. And what a bunch of hippies.
Oh, I was talking to me. talking to my friend Reese, and he was saying that he's never felt so empowered.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people feeling that way, obviously. And they all turned up at the council meeting, of course, and Anu sang her little song. Then what must they think of us over there? Power to the people. It worked, and we got the result that we wanted. But blimey, don't we go about it a funny way?
Well, years ago, before we moved to the island, and we used to live in Moraitai, and my wife Lynn, she used to take the ferry to work from Half Moon Bay, and the ferry used to pull in more or less the same time as the Waiheke boat. Mm. And she used to say, "They're a funny lot on Waiheke." everyone's turning up to work wearing business suits, and then you get all of these rough looking pieces of rubbish coming off the Waiheke ferry. And now, of course, she's one of them.
She's right as well. It's
glorious. I just think when Waiheke arrives in downtown Auckland, people know about it.
So congratulations on a huge result for them, for just a top result. So I guess the Anu Grace protest song did its trick.
Well, I would do anything to stop her singing. That was just a gimme, and I don't mean that at all. Anu used to teach my started off my kids playing piano and guitar. So Anu's all right in my books.
Another good big story this week, of course, was the Rams' testicles.
The Rams' testicles are back.
They are. I thought they were bright red last time. You dispute that.
He was wearing the Ram was wearing some tight leather trousers, which I thought, see, that's the way around it. Stick some leather trousers on him, make him look really hard. That was just so the concrete could dry.
Should we start taking sweepstakes on how long those testicles are going to stay there?
It's not going to be very long, is it?
I don't think so.
They're there now. Another thing in the paper that made me laugh was a well-known local wallflower. the shy and retiring Lou Riggs.
Yes, I know. That's what it says in the paper, isn't it? It says it came out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, what comfort zone is that? Is that the comfort zone where you don't have an audience? I mean,
the shy and retiring Lou Riggs.
She's on Stars in Their Eyes. She's not allowed to tell us what song she's performed, because it was all filmed last week. And
I saw a little promo for it on TV last night. There she is looking. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be tuned in.
I think we should take guesses. For some reason, I don't know why, but I keep thinking a young Tina Turner myself, maybe doing Nutbush City Limits or something.
Was the Boney M thing mentioned in there?
I don't remember anything about it. But, oh, hang on. No, the M people got mentioned.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that she might want to
She
do
could
that.
Be doing some M people. Oh, look, the text is going. Maybe someone's filling us in.
Probably Anu.
No, Anu, I think you are a wonderful person. And let's just hope we got no rubbish.
Have we got any more news?
Well, there was something. If you turn to page 9 of the marketplace... Look at this. There's just these two fireman type demons just to scare them. I mean, look at that picture. If my house was on fire and there was smoke billowing, and then like these two came wafting through the smoke and said, "Come to me, children, and I will save you," I'd be hiding so far under
with their
the bed.
Big plasticine faces.
It looked like something out of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was just these scary firemen coming to save you. I think I'd just rather hide under the bed and hope the fire goes away. that's the first thought. Anyway, so that was the jolly news in the papers. Of course, there was a big thing.
Yeah, there was. I mean, the huge news, of course, for all of us here on the island this week is the loss of Simon Johnson, former editor of the Gulf News. And there's a fantastic tribute to Simon from Greg Treadwell on the Waiheke Radio website, where Greg writes, "The island's reeling with the news that Simon Johnson, journalist, poet, raconteur, humorist, intellect, family man, lovable drunk, he died suddenly and tragically and prematurely while trying to get back to the war from a departing very Ian Devenport, and really hugely sad news. I know I'm going to miss him, and there's a lot of people that have obviously feeling the same way. If you go to the Waiheke Radio website, there's a load of tributes from, well, people on the island, and a lot of family members as well, which is pretty touching stuff. So if you'd like to add your own to that, and then go to the Waiheke Radio website at waihekeradio.org.nz. And there's also Brent Simpson posted a YouTube video of him playing a, I think it was a Bob Dylan song at Malone's sometime last year. It's kind of very poignant to watch that. So in honour of Simon, I'm going to play this Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone.
Selling any alibis.
Excellent stuff. That's Bob Dylan, like a Rolling Stone. And as an update to that, there'll be a service for Simon Johnson this Sunday at Ridgeview Estate at 1 p.m.
And playing that record, it just reminded me that it's a good busking record, and Andy Blue is still on the island. It seems a lot of islanders agreed with us last week.
Yes, they were all listening to us. I agree with that. Those Breakfast Show boys. I better write something in the paper.
Amelia Lawley, for example, wrote a very good letter into... I'm not going to read all of it. I just want to look for a sound bite out of it. Yeah. So it's bothering the fish, is it?
Now read the whole thing, it's not that long.
Congratulations to Auckland City Council performing another vital civic duty, she says scathingly, quashing the efforts of arguably the most talented musician on the island, who was performing legitimately and effectively, sending him into exile. So his music was travelling quite far over the water, was it? And so what?
Brilliant,
she says. Of course council regulations must be upheld. Well done, Andy, and thanks very much.
And so long, and thanks for all the fish. But no, I mean, you know, and he has actually, he hasn't disappeared. He hasn't gone to Wellington. He has done is go back down to Matiertier, keep busking away, and he's now getting notes rather than coins.
Marvellous.
See, I think it was his own personal PR campaign. I think he's got a very good PR machine, that boy.
He's got people behind him.
He has.
Anyway, yeah. I just received a text from my wife Lynn, who's down on the car ferry that seems to have been delayed for, a good 20 minutes now, and it turns out that the firemen with big heads walking around shaking people's hands.
Shocking.
Scaring the
life
out of
them. You don't really need
that
first thing in the morning.
You certainly don't.
Waiheke Radio Streaming, brought to you by Wynet. The future is here today, unless you're on dial-up, in which case it'll be here sometime tomorrow. Wynet, www.wynet.co.nz.
Breakfast Show. Who would want to wake up with these two?
There you go. That's the current single from The Gossip, a track called Heavy Cross, a remix by
Fred Falk. And if you like that sort of remix, then you should be listening in next Sunday evening, where we'll be doing our remix special, playing all of the remixes of the songs that we play on our show, but we can't quite fit in because they last 10 minutes or so.
Most of them do, don't we? Yeah. We'll put a little bit of a mega mix together.
Yeah, I reckon.
Nice one. Okay, well, that's our show for today. Loads coming up on Waiheke Radio for the weekend. After this, after we're done in about 5 minutes, Island Life's coming up with Kevin. Sojo's Mojo at 12 till 2. Upload 2 p.m. and Counting the Beat at 3 p.m. And for tomorrow, Sunday, at 7 till 8 in the morning, Country meets Celtic. Mr. Fox's Children Show, Foreign Accents. Variations on a Theme at 11. Vocal Local at 12. And the B Square Blues Show at 5. The Navigator with Martini at 7. The Half Hour Comedy Hour at 9. And then the Sunday special.
Absolutely. And this Sunday, Matthew presents the Rolling Stones, the Mick Taylor years, caused between 1970 and 1975. The Stones produced some crucial albums such as Sticky Fingers, Exile on Main Street, and It's Only Rock and Roll. At this point in time, Mick Taylor had replaced the unfortunately dead Brian Jones. He hung around for a good 4 or 5 years, I think, through some of their killer albums before they kicked him out and replaced him with Ron Wood. And Matthew will be playing tracks from those three Mick Taylor years albums.
I think he was kind of inspired to do that when we actually said the Rolling Stones were rubbish after Brian Jones left.
Well done, Matthew. I've always maintained that position, but I shall be listening to Matthew tomorrow night, and he can prove me wrong.
Oh, indeed. Okay, well, that was us. See you next week, guys.
Yep.
All right, over to Andy's desk, and Island Life is next.
Cheers.
Independence Network News. Opposition parties are threatening to stall progress on Auckland Super City legislation into next week unless the government sends it to a select committee for public consultation. The House has been sitting under urgency since Wednesday afternoon to try to pass the Local Government Auckland Reorganisation Bill. The legislation will set up the Auckland Transition Agency to oversee restructuring of the region's 8 councils into a single entity. The bill successfully got past its first 2 readings, but the process has now been stalled by the Labour Party, which has put up thousands of amendments. UK researchers say bird flu may not have become the threat to humans that was feared because our noses are too cold for the virus to thrive. But the professor who led the study says swine flu may have adapted to those cooler temperatures, explaining why it's spreading much more rapidly than avian flu. Ollie Barrett reports from London. The
A study by Imperial College London recreated the nose's environment and found that at 32 degrees Celsius, avian flu viruses lose function and cannot spread. It's likely the viruses have adapted to suit the much warmer 40-degree environments in the guts of birds, and a mutation would therefore be needed before bird flu became a serious human problem. Professor Wendy Barclay, who led the study, suggests that swine flu, which is spreading from person to person, probably through upper respiratory tract infection, is likely to be an example of a virus which has adapted to cope with the cooler temperatures of the human nose. Professor Barclay also said that further research could identify warning signs in viruses that are beginning to mutate so they can jump successfully into humans. Ollie Barrett, London.
Auckland police have confirmed the body of a woman found at Western Springs is now part of a homicide investigation. A post-mortem examination has revealed her death was caused by someone else. Police say due to the level of decomposition, they are unable to identify the woman, but believe they know who she is. They say her family is overseas and police are in the process of making contact with them. A 47-year-old man has appeared in court charged with assaulting the woman. Christchurch clothing manufacturer Lane Walker Rudkin has slashed 180 jobs without notice or any guarantee of redundancy and holiday pay. In total, 384 people lost their jobs throughout New Zealand on Friday. Up to 60 Southland sawmill workers are up for the chop, while 144 call centre positions in Palmerston North are to go. Lane Walker Rudkin has axed 102 jobs at its Christchurch factory, 61 in Greytown, 19 in Pahiatua and 4 in Auckland. The company was placed in receivership in April. It employs 470 people and also has plants in Timaru and Brisbane. The future of those sites is